get ready for the award-winning number one sports podcast on our side of the river. It's time for the Metro East Sports Podcast.
From the Front Office Wealth Strategy Studio in beautiful Edwardsville, welcome to the Metro East Sports Podcast, talking all things sports in the Metro East, season number five. Feels weird to say that, but here we are, season number five, show number one, recorded Monday, February 5th, 2024. I am David Leip, and tonight's show, you know, for a first show, we're kicking this thing off right. We're going to start with a couple Eagles, the new head coach for next fall, the new head football coach for next fall, Nick Smith, and the athletic director after next year, Derek Jarman, is going to take over to follow Todd Hannaford there at CM after shadowing him next year. Guest number two, head basketball coach at Alton High, Dylan Dudley, is going to be in the studio to talk about the Redbird season. You know, he's a golf coach too, Derek. I'm not sure you knew that.
Did not know that.
Yep. He was in the fall talking golf, but he's going to talk hoops tonight. Guest number three, we're going to talk Roxana Wrestling with assistant coach Tom Blaha and head coach Rob Malazzo, fresh on the heels of a regional victory for the Shells. Before we get to these guests, I want to thank partners Cassins, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, Callaway Home Loans, Keller Williams Marquee, the Blasting Game Group, Integrity Spine and Joint Center, Front Office Fiduciary Network, Oak Brook Golf Club, and Viviano Heating and Air Conditioning. And huge thanks to those sponsors for signing up again for year number five. Most of them have been with me the entire time. Unbelievable. Three things you can do to help. Number one, subscribe to this podcast. It's free and you'll love it. Number two, follow us in all of our social media platforms on the X, Facebook, and Instagram. And number three, if you have a story idea, email me please at mespdave@gmail.com. And remember, you can nominate your favorite team for Integrity Spine and Joint Center, Metro East Team of the Month. Could be a park and rec team, could be a middle school team, a high school team, you name it. To nominate a team for Team of the Month, send your suggestion to mespdave@gmail.com. Please put Team of the Month in the subject line. All right, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Yeah,
Derek Jarman, good to see you again.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
I think you've been on at least once with a charitable champion too, right?
Yep.
Good to see you again. And welcome back, Nick Smith, head baseball coach and soon to be, I guess currently, head football coach. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Were you lifting today with the team? What was going on with you today, Coach Smith?
No, just pitchers and catchers are going right now in an open workout. Our pitching coach, Coach Dorsey's handling that and hoping to get a good report after the show here. But football guys, we've got a lot of those players are in other sports right now in the winter sports. So they're winding down, I guess you could say, in this month of February and competing and looking forward to getting those guys. They're in the weight room daily in our weight fit PE and after school if they're not in a sport. So we'll be getting together soon enough.
One thing I don't know about you, are you a teacher at CM?
No, sir.
What do you do professionally? What do you do all day?
Well, it does involve kids. I'm an account manager, building manager at a dance and tumbling studio. I've been there for 23 years.
And, which one?
Dazzler Dance Company by the airport in Bethalto. And we have about 250 accounts, a competitive team of about 50 dancers, and ages 1 to 18. So see a little bit different side of the sports world, you know, away from baseball and football, but they work just as hard as
absolutely
as the sports I'm involved in.
And what do you do there again?
Accounts, payroll,
okay,
calendar.
So you're the man with the plan, with the money and the spreadsheet and all.
Yes,
that
sir.
So you're not actually coaching there?
No, I am not.
How did you get involved with that?
Done playing baseball, and back then the owner was a friend, a family friend, and had the opportunity to start working in the summers at the camp, and it just turned into more hands-on, and changed ownership about 12 years ago, stayed there, and I love it. You know, it gives me some flexibility. It's local. It's right by the school, so, you know, it's been a lot of fun being there for that long.
and getting to know, like you said, a different population than the kids that you're coaching, than the baseball kids and the football kids. And you're a Bethalto guy through and through. Yes. And you're professionally 100% all in on Bethalto. Is it special for you to work and coach in the town where you grew up?
Yeah, it's very special. I think, you know, not everybody has that opportunity. You know, I did spend 3 years from 2014 through 2016 in Alton as a baseball assistant. But it just, you know, it's a special opportunity to be able to coach where you walk the same halls. You know, just give you an extra motivation to work with those. You know, you obviously in a small town, you know, a lot of the families. I went to school with a lot of the parents. And
are you old enough yet for that?
Oh yeah, I'm 45. I've coached several
kids of my
teammates, and it's pretty neat. It's a pretty cool experience.
I agree. All right, welcome back, Derek. Good to see you again.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, one thing I notice about you, you've got a degree in law enforcement, and you're a former probationary officer for Madison County. That I did not know. You've been on my show at least two or three times, I feel like. How does that background help you?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I started off, went to Western Illinois, and then got that degree, also focused on sociology. Ended up doing an internship here in Madison County with the probation department, and that led to a job. Was able to work with juveniles, you know, 10 to 16-year-olds. And, you know, I always had a fire and a passion for sports. And a friend of mine, Adam Miller, great athletic director, now he's an assistant principal, always toyed with the idea of coaching because I saw what he was doing. At that time, he was a Wood River basketball coach. And I don't know, I just wanted to have an impact on kids as well in other areas other than the law enforcement field. So decided to go back to school and become a teacher and a coach and just enjoy that. So that's where it started off at Western Illinois way back in the day.
Well, you know what? I appreciate the probationary officers. You might know my friend Billy Van Buskirk.
Yep.
Right? I appreciate those folks. They work hard. I couldn't do that job. I think you're having more fun now working with kids. I think that can be a pretty tough way to make a living. But hey, like I said, if you're doing that for a living, bless you, because I know I couldn't do it. Okay, you are the longest tenured coach at Bethalto. Been there for 25 years. This spring you're going to help coach the girls, and then you're done coaching. You're going to be the AD here on out. You're going to miss the kids.
Well, yeah, and I guess it was written in that article, 25 seasons. So I guess if you add up the fall and the spring, I'm an assistant girls soccer coach.
Oh, yeah.
So it'd be 25 seasons.
25 seasons. Yeah, that
makes sense. Old. I haven't done 25 years yet, but 25 seasons total, longest tenured, I guess, head coach in terms of that. But you know, it's bittersweet. That was the mixed emotion of it, of, you know, excited for one of the greatest opportunities of my life, but also giving up coaching, which was also a great opportunity and a love of my life as well. But with that said, when I met with the team, I basically said, hey, my goal every year when the freshmen come in, I can't wait till their senior night. You know, I don't want to wish their life away, but that's, you want to see them all the way through. A little emotional in talking to the team. They were emotional as well, but my whole point was, yeah, I'll still be there for your senior night. I'll just probably be on the other side of the track.
Well, Nick, you're coaching baseball and you're coaching football. Why don't you take over soccer too? I mean, what's one more sport? You know, you could probably coach two head sports in the fall, no?
Well, I guess we could practice at the same time, soccer and football on the turf in the fall. But
we could make that deal tonight if we want. Let's do it.
Well, here's where I'm thinking. You know, after next year, the head football coach and the athletic director and head baseball coach, you guys are pretty much in the really important positions for any high school athletic program. Are you guys ready to lead the Eagles to the next level?
I mean, I think so. And the great thing is about Nick, you know, like no pun intended, my three kids at home wouldn't even laugh at this dad joke, but he's a home run hire because of, you know, he's established great rapport with the kids. Student athletes, he knows what's going on in the building, being the baseball coach. He's put together a great staff, and he's still working on some coaches along those lines. So that's what we're excited about, is the ability to you know, just put people in the right places and just kind of step back and let them lead. And that's what I'm excited most about Nick.
Yeah, there's a certain comfort level. You know, not coming in as the head football coach and being wide-eyed. And, you know, I've spent a lot of time at the school as a as an assistant coach and as the head baseball coach. You know, so there's a certain comfort level. And I feel like the familiarity with Coach Jarman and how we can move forward together and brainstorm. And, you know, he's someone that I trust a lot. You know, I like to bounce things off of him, and I think that we'll work really well together. And, you know, I think we both have a passion, as he mentioned, and the student athlete are at the forefront of that.
I think it's going to be exciting. Exciting time for you guys. All right. If you're looking to buy or sell a home in the Metro East on the Illinois or the Missouri side, please give our partners at Keller Williams Marquis, Jeb and Ginger Blasingame the chance to serve you. They've got offices in O'Fallon and Edwardsville with more than 165 agents. The Blasingames are a family-owned business that has helped over 11,000 families find just the right home. The Lipes are one of those families. Jeb and Ginger sold our house quickly because they're experts at staging and pricing, and they helped us find the perfect home, and they can do the same for you. No wonder they've been ranked in the top 10 real estate teams in North America. Give Jeb and Ginger Blasingame a call at 618-578-9276 or check them out online at blasinggamegroup.com. You will not be disappointed. What do you think is going to be the biggest challenge for you as a first-year athletic director?
That's a great question, and that's the beauty of being able to shadow Todd Hannaford next year. Just a full year to be able to see some things that I haven't seen before, different perspectives. I look at it almost like coaching in terms of when you get into it, you think you know a little bit and you think you know a lot, but there are so many questions that are unknown right now. And I think one thing I've learned through experiences that I've had is if I don't know, I'm not going to guess. So I'm going to seek out people that are going to kind of help me along the way. When I think about coaching, I reached out to Coach Heiderscheid a lot. Jim Jackson from Triad, you know, James Arnold from Modern Day.
Those are awesome coaches.
Right yeah. There. So, I mean, I've already talked to Kenny Dethridge at Triad a lot. Scott Battis is going to be another one. I'm sure I'll be reaching out with Steve Carey down the road, too, if necessary. And, of course, Todd Hannaford, Adam Miller, I've already mentioned. But that's kind of what I'm looking at. It's sometimes you don't know what you don't know. Those are probably the challenges that I think about the most. But hopefully over the next year and a half, you know, being able to – see some things I haven't seen before to gain that experience and knowledge along the way. And then working closely with coaches, I think that's what it's all about.
My knee-jerk reaction is that's a pretty good idea to have you come in and just shadow for a year. That's smart.
Yeah, I hope so, and I want to make the best use of that. Like I said, coaching every fall and spring, as the assistant in the spring, I've been able to see different angles of things. Being the head soccer coach for the boys, it's kind of tough to see other things. I was there every Friday night, went to some road games, but to be able to be right next to Hannaford's office now as the assistant principal as well this year, as well as last, just being able to see more things from different angles, different viewpoints, and then, you know, being able to see what's going on with the kids and the families and the community that we have. It's going to be great. Looking forward to it.
Toughest thing every AD says on the show is hiring coaches, man. It's hard. Like, it's hard to find good coaches to fit that'll stick around for a long time, and that's good luck. You know what I mean? It's hard to do, but when you find one, it's worth their weight in gold.
Absolutely. It's hard in every aspect now. I mean, teachers, you're looking at coaches, and you're looking at referees. I mean, you're looking at officials. Yeah. It's so hard. It's harder now, I think, than ever before. Hopefully that changes a little bit, but you're right. I mean, it's all about finding the right people, putting them in the right places, and just helping our student athletes succeed.
Baseball season, it's a warm day. You know, baseball is right around the corner. We got about 3 weeks left till spring sports start. How are the Eagles baseball team looking?
I think we'll be improved. We've had a couple years in a row here where we've trended the wrong way. You know, last year we made a decision that we were going to go young. We started one freshman every day in the lineup from day one.
Who is that?
At third base, Jacob Flowers. So he'll be a sophomore, and we had four or five sophomores in our everyday lineup last year as well. We lose a big piece in Briar Arview. He was our shortstop and our three hitter, and he's at Western Kentucky University now as a freshman. Lost one pitcher, Sam Buckley, a 7-foot pitcher.
Literally?
Literally. literally. He's playing basketball at Arizona Christian. Great kid. Both of those guys, great kids, great leaders. And but we have a lot returning, and we got a lot of experience last year with those young guys, and they've seen the pace of the game at the varsity level now, and they've been working hard. They've put the time in, and, you know, I think we'll swing the bats well. We'll defend. We've got a pitch, you know. We've got a pitch, and it's the name of the game right now, and we're going to go compete.
How busy are you going to be this spring? Because aren't you going to be worried about workouts and coming up with an offense and a defense and stuff like that in addition to baseball?
Yeah, I mean, busy, yes. But I'm actually pretty excited about it. Just had a great offensive meeting with offensive football staff this past Saturday. We met for 3 hours and put a lot of things on the board, putting a lot of things together. Have a defensive meeting this coming weekend. And, you know, I think the best part about both sports, the position I'm in, is the staff. I think you're only as good as your staff. And I'm lucky that in baseball and football to have such strong coaching staffs. And, you know, they're gonna take their responsibilities, and they'll take care of some things in the spring. And, you know, maybe we do some things on Sundays, get some install work in. But I think it'll work fine. My wife is busy as well. She's an administrator in Columbia.
I saw that. She's an associate
assistant superintendent. So we're both busy. We don't have any children. So, you know, all the kids that we work with, that's kind of how we feel about them. And it's both of our passions. So she's busy, I'm busy, and why not add a little bit more to it?
Okay. I want you to picture your first fall home football game this fall coming up. Any idea what you're going to be thinking when you run out of that tunnel and you're the head coach for the Eagles for your first home football game?
I'm probably going to be thinking, make sure we have 11 on the field for kickoff or kick return. But I'll be honest with you. You know, I've already thought about that. There's a lot of different times I've taken that field as a player and right. as a coach, and it's a beautiful facility. You know, they did so many things, and our facility is really beautiful right now, and I can't wait to take the field with our team.
What's your vision for your team look like? What can I expect to see when I see the Eagles play on offense and defense next year? What is the Nick Smith version of the Eagles going to look like?
Well, hopefully fast and physical. You know, I think been through some growing pains the past couple years and went young a little bit, you know, had to go young last year. And I think that experience is going to pay off, but there's a lot of things that need to happen between now and then to give you a really good answer. But I think when you look down the road, we want to be fast, physical. We want to be buttoned up. We want to play clear-minded. But we want to make sure that anytime someone sees us on their schedule or they wake up Saturday morning, they know they were in a physical football game.
Any idea what kind of offense? You want to preview that?
Definitely an idea, yes.
Okay.
It'll be a little different.
Okay, different than what we've seen from
the Eagles.
Yeah, it'll
be a little different.
Okay. All right. And will you play the same offense no matter where you're coaching, or is this something that you're thinking about in relation to the kids that you have on the team right now? Are you looking at your kids saying, okay, here's who we've got, here's what we need to do? Or is it something that Nick Smith's – well, because I think Wade DeVries is always going to play the offense that he mm-hmm. plays, mm-hmm. right, no matter where he goes.
Sure.
What's your
– well,
you don't have to tip your hand if you don't want to.
No. So, you know, our offense coordinator is Dustin Devening. We call him Devo. Have a lot of trust in him. We've talked at length about this, and we want to find something that's going to fit us year in and year out. You know, there may be some different parts of our offensive playbook that we use one year more than another, but we want to be able to carry over each year and stick with our system and not have too many things changed where kids need to learn new things each year, but let's do what we do. Let's execute. You know, we don't have to have a playbook of 50 to 100 plays, but let's get the 8 to 10 run plays we like, and let's execute every day and be good at what we do.
What are you going to do? Are you going to coordinate the defense? You turned the offense over with your supervision. Obviously, you're the head coach, but is that your thing? Is that your specialty, the defensive side of the ball?
I would say yes, defensive side of the football. Myself and Coach Parmentier will –
gotcha.
We'll be back, and we'll take care of the defense together. But I really would like to think of myself as more of a game manager, you know, manage personnel, understand situational football, be able to communicate with the players and trust those coaches. I mean, that's the best thing about, like I mentioned before, our staff, the experience and the trust that we have within our staff will be huge, because it'll allow me to do some different things on Friday nights. And if I need to step in or get in the huddle, offensive or defensive huddle, and send a message, then I'll do that.
Okay. I want to talk about Riley Ripper in a second, and I'm going to get your, and I got to get your Super Bowl prediction as a football coach. But first, located northeast of Edwardsville, Oak Brook Golf Club is a family-owned 27-hole public golf facility. Are you guys golfers?
I wish. I wish there was a little better, but then I could do it, but no.
How about you?
Don't have the most time to be able to do
it. Your golfing days are over. Located northeast of Edwardsville, Oak Brook Golf Club is a family-owned 27-hole public golf facility, and their goal is to offer the highest quality golf experience for a reasonable fee. Oak Brook is consistently recognized for awards such as friendliest staff, best course to host a fundraiser, and best senior scramble in the bi-state area. From fundraisers to leagues to instruction to an afternoon out on the links by yourself or with your buds, the Brook wants to win your business. I've personally played and hosted multiple golf scrambles there, and I can attest, Mike Suri and his staff are the best. To book your tee time or to start organizing your next fundraising scramble, give them a call at 656-5600 or check them out online at oakbrookgc.com. All right, let's talk about the Ripper. Riley Ripper, your strength coach. Who is this guy?
Grip it and rip it.
The best name in sports.
He's a young guy with a lot of enthusiasm and excitement. And, you know, I think it's going to help us overall, not just in football and baseball, but as an athletic department. I'm sure we're all excited about the overall athleticism and, you know, strength and mobility. And it's a pretty exciting time.
It's a really exciting time. I keep having these ADs on this show, and they talk about Frank Campbell and Muscuda, and they talk about this strength coach at Roxana and what a profound impact they're having, not just on football, but on all the sports in those schools. And so I applaud you guys for going out and getting a quality strength and conditioning coach, especially one with a really cool name like the Ripper. All right, coach, you're a football guy. That means you understand football. That means you know exactly what's going to happen in the Super Bowl this weekend. So who you got?
Who do I want, or who am I picking?
Tell me who's going to win. How about that?
Well, this is going
to... So I can run to the window.
I just hope you're not a Chiefs fan.
I don't root for anybody but my money.
It's hard for me to pick the Chiefs because I want them to lose so bad.
Why?
I don't know.
Do you hate Jewel? Isn't that Travis Kelce's girlfriend?
I don't know. It's Taylor.
Yeah, I thought it was Jewel.
Yeah, I don't know her. I don't know any songs of hers. I would like to see the 49ers win.
I know it's Taylor Swift, by the way.
People. Okay.
Before I get attacked. So you want to see the 49ers?
Yes.
All right. I want to see a good game.
And Christian McCaffrey. I'd like to see him run for about 2,000 yards in the Super Bowl.
He's awesome. Yeah. He's awesome. Debo's pretty fun to watch, too. Derek, you want to make a Super Bowl prediction? You a Super Bowl predictor guy?
I'm the same way. I think the 49ers have a better roster, but that doesn't really matter. I just don't think Mahomes is going to lose. Like, I don't think anybody's going to let that guy lose. He's just too good in those situations. But
that's good.
But yeah, I'm going to say anti-Chiefs. You know, I'd like to see the 49ers win. And I don't know. My heart's still broken that the Rams are gone and left out of here. And I guess that's all I'll say about that. But rooting for the 49ers, rooting for some good commercials and some good food and all that stuff. And a Chiefs loss.
Well, I'm brokenhearted that the Rams left, that the Cardinals left.
Yes,
because that was my team when I was a kid down at Busch Stadium, and I'm disappointed that they went to Jacksonville and Carolina when we should have got the Stallions.
Yep.
And so on and on and on, and you wonder why I don't have a team? That's why I don't have a team.
Go with the Colts.
Yeah.
You know what? All right, listen, you guys got me all angry talking about
football. We got the Battlehawks. We still got them.
I can't wait. Can't wait for the Battlehawks. All right, guys. Coach, I want you back next fall. Either before – how about before the season to talk about the football
season?
That'd
be great.
All right. Maybe I'll come down there and do a live show for a football game. That'd be fun.
That would be awesome.
Congratulations, both of you guys, on your new jobs, and congratulations on all the good stuff going on in Bethalto at CM High School.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Guest number two tonight is the effervescent, eloquent, and loquacious Dylan Dudley, the man with the alliterative name. But first, I want to talk about Cassins, because I got to thank Cassins Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, the number one place to purchase a vehicle in the Metro East. If you're in the market for a new or a pre-owned car, check out Cassins inventory in person, where they've been for 30 years, or online at Cassins.com. Cassins has earned the highest ratings for customer service. Their expert staff is committed to making your car buying experience enjoyable, including convenient on-site financing. I've purchased four vehicles there, and I will not buy a car or a truck or a minivan anyplace else. With over 90 years of experience in the Metro East, Cassins is the clear-cut leader for quality, service, and customer satisfaction. Go see Steve, Cliff, Holly, Greg, Bob, Mike, or Trent today. All right, Dylan, how's it going?
You know, it's kind of coincidental. I actually need a car. I'm actually in the market for a car. So it's like two times in a row we've come in here and you've had some ad that
you got to go there.
It appeals to me.
You got to go. You got to go to Cassins. I don't know why. I don't know why you'd go anyplace else, honestly. How's it going, man?
How it's going feeling? Good. It's going good.
You got a cold. You just lost your voice because you're a basketball coach and it's February.
Yeah. All the above. It's my go-to drink.
You got a little Starbucks there.
God bless Starbucks in Alton. It's a home run. We used to spend a lot of money at Starbucks, and now I spend a lot of money in Alton Starbucks. So
there you go.
Shout out to the Starbucks in Alton.
How many years have you been the head coach there?
This is my second year.
That's what I thought.
Yep.
And you're 15-11.
Yep.
And you are competing with the best teams in the Metro East on a nightly basis.
Yeah, we are. We've had a chance, if I can remember, up four minutes ago at Collinsville, up two minutes ago at Eastside. Got Edwardsville on our home court, beat O'Fallon in double overtime at their place. So, yeah, we've had some good wins. But, you know, it's kind of like we talked about before we come on here. We're just fighting consistency, right? We just can't win two, lose one. Win one, lose two. You know, I probably don't handle it the right way. I probably get sick and tired of people saying it's all part of us building the program again. But I think, you know, as a coach, you just want everything to happen right now. But it's hard to be disappointed in the season we're having. Obviously, we always want more. I think we've left some games on the table that we probably should have won. But you could also say that maybe a couple of the games that we won, we maybe should have lost. So I think it all evens out in the end.
How many seniors are you starting?
We don't start any seniors.
That's
we play.
What I thought.
We play all juniors and sophomores. We play one senior off the bench. Can really shoot. Sean Tice plays about 10, 12 minutes a game, but everyone else is a junior and sophomore.
What do you like about your team this year?
They're just great kids. You know, it's very much coach speak. Off the court, I like the fact that each of them have a mom and a dad, and that if for some reason I would have issues, which knock on wood, we don't. Their parents probably get pissed at me if I don't coach them hard enough, and we're on them. We coach them pretty hard. But off the court, on the court, they've developed a sense of toughness. You know, we didn't have that toughness. Our identity at Alton had left when I got there last year.
But you're not suggesting that it would be worse to coach kids with one parent.
I mean, it's more difficult.
It can be.
It can be more difficult.
Okay.
Yeah. When I say that, in the regard of it's such a huge piece. You know, it is such a huge piece.
You want supportive parents, no matter how many of the parents they have. Parents that will encourage you to be tough with their kids.
Right. Okay. Right. And I want them to know, because I think as a coach, I was taught this at a young age, right? Like, yeah, we're around them a lot. But when they leave our locker room, what is said in their mom and dad's car and what is said in their mom and dad's house, that's the most important thing. Those are their parents. They're going to listen to them. They're supposed to. But our parents that we have now in our program, they believe in our mission. They understand it.
What's your mission?
You know, we want tough, well-rounded kids that are the same dude every day, that are going to fight and scrap and claw, and when it gets hard, we're not going to make excuses. I tell people all the time, I think the best thing we do in our program is we tell each other the truth when it's hard to tell each other the truth. You know, we as coaches, I tell them all the time, like, when you suck, we're going to tell you suck, but when you do good, we're going to tell you do good. And I just believe that's how life is. You know, that's how I was raised. That's the coaches that I work for. And to be honest with you, I think that's why we've been able to flip it faster than maybe what some people thought. We've obviously been able to flip it because we have damn good players. But the environment and the culture and the daily demands that we put on them, their families, most importantly, have allowed us to demand that of those kids. And they've never backed away from it.
I like what you said. We tell each other the truth, because I feel like in some ways we don't ever tell people the truth.
No, people are scared to tell each other the truth.
Because, and we make excuses.
Right. Well, and if I tell you the truth, you may not like me, but that's part of it. You know, I think
then I enter the transfer portal.
Yeah. Joe Maddon. I'm a diehard Cubs fan. He said it one time. I have it written on my wall. I'm not a huge quote guy, but he said, if I tell you the truth, you'll be mad at me for a couple of days. If I lie to you, you'll hate me forever. And I've never forgot that. And, you know, I think it rings true. I mean, it rings true as with us as coworkers, the people that we deal with. You know, it rings true in your own personal relationships at your house. You know, having a hard conversation with, you know, your wife or your girlfriend and telling them the truth, that's hard. But that's also when the relationships take off. And I think it's really cool to see in our program. It's really cool to see.
How good can your team be?
We can be really good. We can be really good. We're not perfect. We have our defaults just like everybody else. We're not the biggest. But yeah, we have a lot of growth ahead of us. Everything that we want, I'll tell you, I told the boys this today, but everything we want is still right in front of our face, you know, but we got to continue to get better, because you know, that's just as well as I do. There's really good players and there's really good coaches in this league. And my favorite part about the league, not to get off topic, is like the towns care. It's cool. Like people say, like the schools care. No, that each town cares. Like that it's a big deal on a Tuesday and Friday night. And like, you know, I laugh all the time. We've had one of our kids is struggling shooting free throws. I probably had 7 people from the community send me a DM or send me a text message, coach, try this, try this, try this. To some people, they'd get mad. Like, I like it. I appreciate it because, you know, I like being at a place where it matters. I like it. I like it when it's hard. I like it. I just, that's kind of who I am.
I think almost every town cares about basketball.
Amen, they do.
Like, a lot of them don't care much about tennis at all. You know, honestly, in some towns they do.
Yeah.
But in some towns they don't. But I feel like basketball, everybody cares a lot. And sometimes even these tiny little towns that don't have tennis courts, man, the whole town shows up for basketball game.
I mean, I think Samaj Stampley, he's a sophomore for us. He transferred back to us from CBC. So he's from Alton, went to CBC his freshman year. He comes back here this year. And him and I were going to practice, and I asked him, I said, you know, tell me the difference. Like, what's one big difference between our league and the private school league in St. Louis? And him and I are really close. And it's exactly what he told me. He's like, coach, you know, over there you play a game at 6 o'clock on a Friday. So you have all the kids that come, right? But he's like, the community's not there. He's like, coach, we go to
Ezra. Especially that's not a town.
Yeah, he's like, we go to East St. Louis.
He didn't go to a town school.
We go to Collinsville. He's like, coach, half the gym's filled up for the JV game. He's like, I missed that. And it just hit me when he said it, you know, I was like, because I kind of low-key took it for granted.
Yeah.
And I was like, man. And then I started thinking back to last year. We were terrible. We were awful. We still had 1,500 people, 1,200 people coming to our games. You know, and I'm like, yeah, these people care. And you could say that about every town. I mean,
that's fun.
Yeah, you could say that about every town.
You can feed on that energy. And there are some nights, I bet you, that you wish there were some people that cared maybe a little bit less.
Yes.
Because for me, I don't care if the town loves tennis or not or hates tennis or not. I'm showing up and I'm bringing my same intensity no matter what. But sometimes I like the fact that some people don't care, so I don't have to worry about the outside noise. And I think sometimes you wish that nobody cared about basketball because you think, you know what, people, stop yelling at me.
Yeah, yeah.
Or stop yelling at these kids.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like I haven't done a good job of it this year of internalizing the pressure. I haven't. And you know, thank God for my girlfriend. She brought it straight to my face and had a conversation about it. I love her for it. It was a hard conversation, but it's
she told you what?
you know, she just said, I'm not handling things. I'm not handling the losses the right way. You know, I'm not handling the wins the right way. And
show me a good loser, I'll show you a loser.
Yeah. You know, and that's what I told her. I was like, you know, I suck at handling the losses. But it was more like what she was saying, like, you can't just let it eat you up. You can't let it affect, you know, coming to the house. And I was. And, you know, like, you, I mean, you have a good team. And all of a sudden you really get into it. And next thing you know, you don't even know you're doing it. I'm not even sure I was doing it on purpose, right? I'm just coming home like, hey, what's going on? Your day was good? Yeah. We watch a show, we eat some dinner, and the next thing you know, like the computer's right there, and you start watching it, and next thing you know, it's 11 o'clock, and hey, I'm going to bed. I'm like, damn, what time is it?
It's hard to think about anything else.
It's hard.
It's hard.
And, you know, I think it's...
You want my advice?
Please.
How long do you want to do it? Because if you want to do it for a long time, you got to learn...
Yeah, yeah. And that's what she told me. That's what she told me, and it was just like, man, she's 100% right. She's 100% right, and...
Does she have a background in sports?
Yeah, she's the head athletic trainer for the football team at McKendree. So okay. She knows.
She knows sports.
And it was different for me because where we came from in Nolan Catholic in Texas, big private school, you know, we had the best season they've had in 27 years of the school, basically. They had a couple good seasons before that. And, you know, there you're just kind of like, there's 500 people there. You know, there's not three newspaper guys. There's not people that care about high school sports like they do down here in this area. And so you can just kind of let it go. But here it's, I didn't do a good job of it this year. And I'm working on doing better.
And you're learning.
Yeah,
you're
the people
still a young
around
guy.
Me, people around me are great. I'm very, very fortunate.
But you're building.
Yeah.
And you're coaching for this year, obviously.
Yeah.
And you want to win this year. But in the back of your mind, you know that you're building a program that's going to be good year after year.
Amen.
And you're thinking about next year because you can, because you're not running seven seniors out there.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think you said it best. It was like when they were talking to me about the job and Allison and I were going through the process of taking the job, I just said to myself, like, I want it to be a program, right? I want Alton to get back to being the 25th winningest basketball program in the history, you know, in the state of Illinois, which we are. That wasn't built on just having one good team, next good team, three bad years. That was built on our program, you know. And that's why I used to tell people all the time last year, they would just say, Coach, hang in there, you know, this is. And I used to tell people, like, don't feel sorry for us. You know, for the last 75 years, we've been kicking a lot of people's ass. Like, it's okay. Like, I understand, right? Those teams deserve to be fired up for us. We beat a lot of people. You're not the 25th winningest program in the history of the state on accident. And so I'm happy that we've changed it around. We got a long ways to go, but we're in a really good place.
All right. We're not done yet, but I'm going to tell you how you can give $500 for the Redbirds. Andy Callaway of Callaway Home Loans saves me money every month now, and he'll save my family thousands in the long run. How? He refinanced my existing mortgage, and he can do the same for you. Rates are all over the place, but you need to take advantage of an easy, fast, and affordable way to refinance. They do conventional FHA and VA loans. And ask for the MESP special. If you refi with Andy, he'll donate $500 to the Metro East High School or junior high or college team of your choice. He'll donate $500 to Edwardsville High School tennis. Is that what you want, Coach?
Redbirds, baby. Redbirds.
Of course you don't want that. You want them to give $500 to the Redbirds. If you refinance, I mean, if you buy a new house, you got to refinance. You got to start a new mortgage. Give Andy a call, and he'll give $500 to the Redbirds basketball team. Would you like that, Coach?
Please.
Terms and conditions apply. Do it for Coach. Do it for Coach Dudley. Do it for that favorite nephew and niece that you have. Call Andy today at 618-830-3332. Save money and support your favorite team in the Metro East, which is probably the Alton Redbirds, if you're listening to this interview, right? Let's be honest about it. Okay, so here's a question you haven't been asked.
Yeah.
You missing golf?
Oh, man.
I saw your boy qualified for state, didn't he?
Yeah. You know what has been a really cool thing this year that has taken off? So our golf kids are the basketball statisticians.
There you go.
And they sit behind
that
our,
makes sense.
They sit behind our bench. They have their own little rows of chairs, but what has been really cool is like they are invested. And then now our basketball kids are invested in like what they've done.
Cool.
And to see the relationship of the two teams has been really cool. It's been really, and probably the golf kids laugh because they see a different side of me. It's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Than on a golf cart.
It's a little bit more fun.
It's a little bit.
Well, no, it's not more fun. It's a little more intense.
Yes.
Overtly intense.
Yeah.
I think you're a little more relaxed during the golf season.
Golf is way different because I can just go around and say, "Hey, Sam, you want a water? You want some chips?" And yeah, no, but yeah, but I don't miss golf right now, but I do miss being around those kids. All those boys were awesome, man. Those golf kids were so great.
Okay, well, good luck the rest of the year, man. I'm going to be following you. And what are you working on? What do you got to improve? Consistency is what you're going to say, I think.
Well, our deal is just our energy and effort. You know, like when we come with energy and effort, we're really tough to beat. But the games that we've lost, we haven't had energy and effort. I know it's very coach speak, but, you know, we press for 32 minutes the way we play.
Uh-oh. Nolan Richardson, 30 minutes of hell.
You know, we're not big enough. We're not strong enough to just line up and play half-court man-to-man defense and half-court offense. We'll get our brains beat in. But when we come with energy and effort, and it's hard, you know, they're high school kids. You know, sometimes as grown adults, we struggle with it. It's the world's greatest battle. That's the slogan of our program, the culture of our program is be the same dude every day. No matter what's going on around you, no matter if you're sick, you feel good, it's hard. You know, it's really hard. And when we come and we have energy and effort, enthusiasm, we're fun to watch. They're fun to coach. And I think we're pretty tough to beat when we do that too.
I think you're playing with anybody this year.
Well, I appreciate
you. And I know you're not thinking about next year, but look out next year. I think you'll be among the upper echelon on a nightly basis, and the teams will be looking up at you and trying to figure out how to compete with the Redbirds. And I'm proud of what you're building there. I can tell that you're building a program.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So I wish you luck. I wish you continued success.
I appreciate you, Dave.
You don't need luck.
Sometimes you do. Sometimes.
What are you going to do this spring? You're just going to sit around?
I don't want to do – after the season, I'm not going to do anything for about 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I say that, you know, as a coach, then 2 weeks later. But March Madness.
Yeah.
You know, big into March Madness.
Some of that.
One of my friends is getting married, so we're going to have a bachelor party for him, and it'll be all right. It'll be all right. I hope it's a long time from now, but it'll be all right.
Double D, anybody call you that?
Oh, yeah.
Double D, Dylan Dudley, the Redbird head golf and basketball coach. Thanks so much for coming by. It's always great to see you.
I appreciate you, man.
See ya. 3, 2, 1. In the studio now, we've got the Shells. We're back again for the second time in just about a month. James Herring, the outstanding wrestler, over 100 wins for the Shells, and he's got with him head coach Rob Malazzo, the legendary Malazzo wrestling family in Roxana, and his assistant coach, Tom Blaha, a good friend of mine that I go way back with. So welcome to the show, guys. Good to see you.
Good to be here.
Thank you.
Couldn't stay away, James, could you?
No, I could not.
Having so much fun here. Best hair in wrestling is what I say.
Yep.
Congratulations. You had a good weekend this weekend.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Describe your season so far, James.
Currently 38-2. I mean, it's been a pretty good season. My best one out of all 4 years, but we got a battle. So that's about it. I've had some battles and looking to finish them.
Yeah. We're getting toward the end of the season, obviously, with sectionals coming up and then state and then team state. What do you like about your team so far, Coach Malazzo?
They battle and it's been a very good season so far. We've got a tough team in the dual team sectionals, Oakwood, and we're looking forward to getting back after it. We had a great run so far, but there's a lot of work to do.
From the outside looking in, I'm thinking you guys had a phenomenal football season, and a lot of these same athletes learned to win, and they're great athletes, and now they're on the mat with you. Is that what's happening?
Absolutely. I mean, they're the table setters for us. And there was I graduated from Roxana in 83, and we were very good at football and wrestling. And it feels much like it did back then.
Was Charlie Raich there then?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's when I was in high school, too, and I remember that. Coach Blaha, you're a Shell now. You were a K-Hawk there for a while, I believe, and now you're helping out at Roxana. How would you describe the season so far there?
Well, it's been really fun. You know, I sat out for 4 years, and Rob kept bugging me to come back into wrestling, and I told him no about 10 times, and he finally cornered me, and I didn't have a reason not to do it, and I said, okay, I'll do it. And then I didn't know what I was getting myself into, but I showed up, and I got to meet the guys and meet the coaches, and it's been I'm having more fun than I've ever had in my life. So
it's more fun to be an assistant coach, isn't it?
Oh, my God. I don't ever want to be a head coach again.
Most people who've been a head coach relish the idea of being an assistant coach. Okay, so you recruited this guy.
Yeah, Tom and I go back a long ways. Back when he was in college, actually, and then he was at Cahokia and Granite, Collinsville, and I was a wrestling official for a long time. So our paths crossed a lot, and we play golf together, and so during the summer I work on him. And, you know, I didn't think I was going to get it done, but we're really glad that he's here, and the kids love him, and he's got a wealth of knowledge, and it's been fun for all of us.
Describe Coach Blaha's golf game. Like two swans making love in the full moon night is something like that. Poetry in motion. Like that.
Yeah, you know, he has his moments. There's some times when he's pretty good, believe it or not.
I'm sure.
But most of the time, you know, we're both hackers, but we love it.
You guys can't get physical and violent out there on the golf course like wrestlers would want to do you? You can't do that, can you?
No, we don't throw any clubs.
Yeah, you do. I can tell you do.
I never threw a club yet.
All right, good for you. All right, what's it like coaching this Herring kid?
Some days are trying, but he's come a long way since the beginning of the year. He's listening more. He wants to do great, and he's starting to believe in his coaches, and he's working harder, and he's having a great year. I mean, he's won some big matches and big tournaments, and most of his losses are to like 3A kids that we won't see down the road. And in regionals, you know, we lost in overtime to guys ranked first. So, you know, we know right where we're at and where we got to get to. And we started working on that today. And I think James he can do it. He's capable.
You said he's listening more. What are you telling him? What do you want him to do? What are you working on?
No.
Should we tell him? Should
we want him to work a little bit harder in the room. He's doing a great job being a leader with the young kids, but we want him to be a little bit more of a leader. Work a little bit harder on sprints, you know, conditioning. And he knows what we're talking about. And but James has been great, really. He's come a long way since the first week when we wanted to throw him out of the room. So,
how many assistant coaches do you have?
I have Mike Kurth, who was a head coach between my dad and myself. He was there for 11 years. And, of course, I got Tom. I've got Mike Garland helping out as well. Tommy Hill, who's three-time placer.
Man, you got an all-star staff.
Yeah,
Garland name really is a big wrestling name.
Yeah. Yeah.
With Granite City.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So, you know, I recruited as many as I could because I knew this was going to be a special year, and you know, you can never have too many coaches.
You know, there are some head coaches who don't want good assistant coaches. There are those coaches are out there. They don't want good head coaches because they feel threatened.
Yeah, they're intimidated for sure.
Yeah, but you're not, obviously, because you're getting the best assistant coaches you can find.
No, it's great. And some people, they thought that we would clash, and that you know, our egos would get in the way, but that's not the way I coach. You know, I don't look at them as assistant coaches. We're all co-coaches, and every one of them has something they can bring to the table. And it's pretty special, really, the way we work together. No one steps on anyone's toes, and we stay out of each other's way and let everybody do what they do.
Sounds familiar. Do some coaches work more with some wrestlers than others? Do some coaches take the bigger, heavier wrestlers and other coaches specialize? How does that work?
Well, that's one of the reasons I brought in Mike and Tom, because they can work with the bigger kids. And, they pull them aside. In fact, today was a great session between Coach Blaha and Coach Kurth. and they pulled James to the side and they looked at his video and started thinking of ways that we can beat this kid. Dowell's ranked number one and he was 1 point away and really he should have won it.
Same class, right?
Yeah.
Jason Dowell, right? From Althoff.
And James will see him next week and most likely he'll see him in the state finals. I mean, I think that's where we're headed. So we're pretty excited about it.
What are you looking forward to, James? All of it?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to winning. Honestly, that's all I really think about. When I lose, I go back, and before even they can watch the videos, I'm sitting there trying to figure out what I think I did wrong so I can come back through and be able to beat these kids. I mean, when you're giving up 60 pounds, I mean, it's you got to think of ways that.
So, are you undersized for a heavyweight? I'm not a wrestling expert. So, how much do you weigh?
I wrestle around 225, 230, and the max tops out at 285.
Because so heavyweight maxes out at what?
285.
285. So, if you're 286, you can't wrestle heavyweight?
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah, they get 2 pounds, but. Yeah, so 287 be the max.
Has it always been that way?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, they used to have unlimited. Well,
yeah, that's unlimited. What I thought. That's what I'm saying. Like I thought that the heavyweight could be just sumo.
Yeah, back in the early 80s, they had that. No, actually, maybe it was in late 70s, but yeah, there was a guy from Riverview Gardens, and he weighed 385.
Wow.
Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily mean he's awesome.
Well,
in that case, he was.
It's hard to move a guy, you know?
All right. I want to talk about Roxana wrestling more. But first, don't get stuck in frigid weather this winter with a broken furnace. No matter the temperature, Viviano Heating and Air Conditioning has your emergency calls and maintenance service covered. Viviano is a family-owned and operated company proudly serving homeowners' HVAC needs throughout the Metro East for over 30 years. They strive to provide quality heating and cooling services, including repairs, installation, and maintenance. Looking to purchase a new furnace? Need emergency service or maintenance? What are you waiting for? Call to schedule a service appointment with Viviano today at 618-345-7498 or visit them online at vivianoair.com. Now, I think football had a great year, but I think wrestling is pretty special in Roxana. What do you think?
I mean, it's been a part of my life since I can remember, with my father being a coach. We've only had four coaches in the history of the sport. It started out in 1954. That was our first year. And so, you know, it's a special place to be. I mean, we've had historically a good team. We've had our down years, but for the most part, I mean, everybody knows Roxana wrestling from one era or the other. And, you know, like I said earlier, you know, it's all coming back. We had some great years when I was a kid and even before. And so, you know, this group of kids that we've got now, they started off very young and they've been wrestling together for a long time. And we've been waiting for them and they're here now. And this is something that I wanted to capitalize on. And that's why I got these guys to help out because, you know, this time is a special time and we may not have this again, you know, who knows? So you want to capitalize on these good moments. And this is a great moment and we're having a whole lot of fun. When you win the regionals by 115 points, you got something going on.
And you're feeling good right now.
Oh, feeling great. I mean, we got 13 of 14 kids onto the sectionals next week. And, you know, we got a good number who could go to state, and we got kids that can place in state. And in, you know, a normal year, if you get one kid to place in state, you're happy. We could have four or five kids up there doing something, and then we return the following Tuesday, and we're back at it as a team, team duels in Benton.
Shell Wrestling is the Malazzo family business. Obviously.
It is, yeah. I mean, my dad was there, you know, close to 30 years, and this is my 19th year. So, A lot of time spent.
Half a century almost.
Yeah.
Next year.
Yeah.
You're coming back next year, right?
I think so. Yeah. So
that'll be a 50-year anniversary for your family. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. It is really nice. And, you know, it's special. My dad's name is in the gym. You know, it's named after him, the Larry Malazzo Gymnasium, and has all of his accolades, his records. And, you know, I couldn't be prouder of what he did. And, you know, I know a lot of people. And because of that, because of my ties, I was able to get Coach Baja and Coach Kurth and Coach Garland. And it's great. We're feeling really good.
Are you a teacher at Roxanne?
Yeah, I am. I'm a history teacher there.
History?
Yes.
I wouldn't have guessed that. I would have assumed PE, which isn't right. People assume PE about me all the time.
Oh, sure.
I'm an English teacher, so by the way. Okay. What's it like being coached by coaching royalty? Do you appreciate it?
I love it because, I mean, all of our coaches have been wrestling since they were little kids. They got more knowledge than your average 1 and 2 coach are going to have. I mean, getting different opinions and different moves that you're allowed to, that you can focus on, it kind of helps a lot.
How would you compare it to football? Are you having just as much fun? I know you had a blast last year in the football season. Are you having fun right now?
Yes. I love football. Football will always be in my heart, but wrestling is my main sport.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've been wrestling since I was in second grade, and it's just something I've always wanted to do, something I always wanted to be good at.
What's the key to you getting these kids excited about wrestling as young kids?
It's a tough sport, and it's a hard sell. But I think when they're young, they have to come in, and they have to have fun. I always tell people, don't burn them out. You know, they got to have fun when they're younger, and they got to know that eventually it's going to be hard work and get them there. And by the time they get to us, they should love the sport. You don't want to burn them out, because we've had a lot of kids who have been through the program and they say, hey, you know, it's not for me anymore.
We've all been there. We get kids when they're freshmen and sophomores and they've been playing their sport for 8 years and they're sick of it, especially when somebody yells at them every time they lose.
That's exactly right.
Right. If you want your kid to be happy in sports, leave them alone.
That's right.
Let the coaches coach and get out of the way. Do you give much advice to parents?
Yeah, you know, you try to, but I think everybody wants so much for their kids. They think sometimes more is better, but it's not. You know, you encourage them, hey, look, give them some time. They don't have to wrestle both Saturday and Sunday when they're kids. They don't even have to wrestle every weekend. So, you know, that'd be my advice, and to play other sports, you know, not just specialize, because that's really what it boils down to, is they work so hard at one thing that they don't have fun and they don't want to wrestle. So that's the key. Make it fun for them when they're young and don't push.
Is that your job? Are you the fun coach?
No. The kids James don't says, like me. I'm in charge of conditioning, so they don't like me that
really?
Much.
Do you ever get in there and wrestle with them?
A little bit. After 4 years off, I'm a little bit older, you know, a little bit wiser. So I'm not on the mat as much as I used to be. I'd like to get on it more. I have to work it up.
Coach, I had a certain Edwardsville wrestler on the show. And I said, do you ever wrestle with the coaches? And he said, oh, I can whip them all. So I made him go down the list and tell me which ones he could beat. And he told me he could beat Wagner. And Wagner sent me a video of him absolutely destroying this kid. As soon as he said that. So you better be careful what you say about who you can still beat on the mat. I'm not even going to ask you.
I'll say it. I mean, the only I got one coach I'm worried about, and that's Mike Kurth.
You don't even know. I used to beat Mike Kurth all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's true.
Okay.
That's good. I want him to be confident.
Yeah, I don't think you want any part of Coach Blaha, but I don't know. That's just me. He's got that man strength and that old man meanness somewhere in his core, don't you?
Yes. I would just be worried James would throw me.
So you said you're having more fun than you've ever had. What's making this fun?
Well, Coach Malazzo and Coach Hill have quite a group that they've kept together since the junior high. And they had a good group then, and they got kind of shortchanged with COVID. So when Rob was recruiting me, he goes, I got a crew, but I need some help. I really need some help. And I thought, well, it can't be that bad. And so he brings me on, and I start learning little by little what he was talking about. But, you know, all the kids got a different personality, and you have to come at all of them a different way. You know, all the coaches, like, we get along really good. We give Rob our ideals, and he puts a practice plan together, and we go with it. And it's worked out really well for the whole year. We haven't had one argument, one fight. And it's, like I said, it's been fun. I haven't had to worry about grades. I haven't had to worry about having a lesson plan. I haven't had to worry about hotel rooms.
Paperwork,
you know, yeah. All that stuff that a head coach has to do. So I think I was brought on to keep Rob calm.
Describe your style, Rob. Because you seem like a calm, laid-back guy, like a veteran of experience that understands what's going on.
I wish I could say that. My father was like that. But when they hired me on at Roxana, they said the reason we wanted to hire you was the reason, same reason we weren't sure about hiring you, because of your passion. And that's it. You know, I'm passionate. And, you know, you get to know these kids, and you work with them for years. And sometimes, you know, you want it for them so badly that, you know, you're out there yelling and screaming. And, you know, but I've shed tears as well. You know, I love them. Sometimes, you know, they make me mad, and I let them know. But in the end, you know, they know I care about them, and I think that's the most important thing. And, you know, I tell them sometimes, you know, I don't want to care more than you. And that's what really gets me. If they get beat because they're not good, that's one thing. But this group has an amazing talent, and I just want them to capitalize on it. And, you know, I don't have to yell so much anymore, because I got these other guys on, and they're giving the same message. It's just, it's good for the kids to hear someone besides me.
It's too early for me to ask you where this team stacks up amongst the other teams that you've coached, because you're not done yet.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you can pretty much see the writing on the wall.
You had a better team?
I don't think so.
A more talented team?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. You know, the verdict's not out yet, but right. I would put them up against just about anyone. I mean, we do that for fun, and I won't tell the results, but we go back and look at former teams and see how we would stack up. It's hard to do. It's like comparing LeBron with Jordan, you know?
Yeah.
It's fun to do, but no one really gets the answer. But this is a great team, really is. And, you know, what I like about them is they're really coming on the mat, but they're starting to make some really good decisions. Grades are up. Just, you know, James has taken a big leadership role. And, yeah, things are turning around. I mean, and you got to have that full package to be a really good team.
All right. Good luck this weekend at Sectionals. Where is that? Is it at Althoff?
It's at Vandalia.
It's Vandalia.
Vandalia. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so who will be seated one? Dowell one, you two?
I'm pretty sure in Sectionals there is no seed.
No, they don't seed. But they will be separated by virtue of their match last week. So if you're in the same regional, 1-2, they separate you.
Opposite halves of the draw. Well, yeah. Well, good luck. He's a great kid. We had him on the show last year. Kid's a talker. He is a talker. Great personality, just like you, James. So good luck next weekend and beyond. Maybe we'll have you on again.
Yeah, we hope so. I hope.
At the end of the season. I think it feels a lot different at the end of the season. Like right now, you're in the middle of it, and you're still thinking about what you got to get done and how you got to improve. And so it's a different thing than at the end of the season, and I know that. But congratulations on all the success and all the success at Roxana this year in all the sports. So you guys are having a hell of a year for sure.
And we really appreciate it. And hopefully we can come back, and we've got some hardware with us.
That'd be awesome. Coach Blaha, congratulations on your triumphant return to coaching. It's always good to see you.
Thank you.
James, welcome back. You got to come again in a couple weeks. I guess I'll see you again no matter what.
I'm down.
Thank you all for listening to this huge show tonight, show number one of year number five, and a big thanks to guests Derek Jarman and Nick Smith from CM, Dylan Dudley from Alton, Rob Malazzo, Tom Blaha, and James Herring from Roxana, and for partners Cassens, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, Callaway Home Loans, Keller Williams Marquee, The Blasting Game Group, Integrity Spine and Joint Center, Front Office, Fiduciary Network, Oakbrook Golf Club, and Viviano Heating and Air Conditioning, and for associate producer Keaton Anderson. Thank you for listening to the Metro East Sports Podcast, talking all things sports in the Metro East.